This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today approved the restructuring of Prime Minister Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi PM Swanidhi scheme. The Cabinet also gave approval for extension of the lending period beyond the 31st of December 2024. The lending period has now been extended until the 31st of March 2030. The total outlay for the scheme is 7,332 crore rupees. The key features of the restructured scheme include enhanced loan amount across the first and second tranche, provision of UPI-linked RuPay credit card for beneficiaries who have repaid the second loan, and digital cashback incentives for retail and wholesale transactions. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved multi-tracking of three projects benefiting Karnataka, Telangana, Bihar and Assam, and one new rail line to connect far-flung areas of Kutch in Gujarat. These initiatives will provide connectivity and improve travel convenience, besides reducing logistic cost and decrease dependence on oil imports. These will also generate direct employment for about 251 lakh human days during its construction. The Cabinet has approved the proposal of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports for submission of bid for the Commonwealth Games CWG 2030. It also gave its approval to sign the host collaboration agreement along with the required guarantees from concerned ministries, departments and authorities, and sanction of required grant in aid to the Gujarat government in case the bid gets accepted. Ahmedabad is an ideal host city, offering world-class stadiums, cutting-edge training facilities and a passionate sporting culture. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh has said the Indian economy is very strong and the industries of the country are very strong, replying to a media query on 50% US tariff on the sidelines of a program in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh said the government will certainly not let the country suffer.
Our economy is very strong. We will definitely not let our country suffer. We are taking appropriate steps that it does not harm our economy. The world is always changing. The political climate, the investment climate, it always changes. And we are well prepared to meet up with any eventuality. Our economy is growing, it's strong, resilient, and we will match and meet these upcoming challenges.
Several people have lost their lives after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide yesterday on the route to Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. Troopers from the 6th Battalion of the CRPF launched rescue operations and evacuated the injured to the Community Health Centre in Katra. The team also assisted stranded pilgrims and provided essential medical and logistical support. In a social media post, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said SDRF, NDRF, paramilitary, army and air force authorities are closely coordinating with the civil administration. He informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is personally following up the situation and receiving updates. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the landslide on the route to the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi temple. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased who lost their lives in the landslide, while those injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Meanwhile, Northern Railway has cancelled 45 trains and short-terminated 25 trains due to heavy rains in Jammu region. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar, informed about the decision while talking to media in New Delhi today. He said a help desk has been established at Jammu Tawi, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, Pathankot and New Delhi railway stations. The helpline for Jammu is 7888 39911, and for Delhi 9717 638 7751. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. Also known as Vinayak Chaturthi or Ganesh Utsav, the day marks the beginning of 10-day-long festivities. The President and Prime Minister have wished the people on the auspicious occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.